We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. And by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk, presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue on a Tuesday night. It is time for Sooner Sports Talk. We're going to take a look back at a wild 51-46 win over Texas Tech on Saturday and look ahead as Bedlam is coming up on Saturday afternoon in Norman. And please help me welcome right now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lincoln Riley, everybody.
Hi, Toby.
Howdy, Coach.
How we doing?
Clockwork.
Yeah. We're in our mode now. So
I like it. No, I have complete 100% faith that you'll be here within 15 seconds of the show starting. So how you doing? How's the week going?
It's good. Fun week. Exciting week for us, for everybody. Bedlam game, of course. Coming off a big road win, you know, the momentum that builds is great. So you know, we're in our favorite part of the season right now, so yeah. It doesn't get any better than this.
I want to ask you, obviously, about the game, but everything other than the game. We were talking last week about what it's going to be like to go back to Lubbock as the head coach, and you're like, I don't really know what to expect. How was it?
Yeah, different. Similar to 2 years ago, though. It didn't feel much different going as the head coach. It's always kind of an eerie feeling, you know, and then you see a bunch of people that you grew up with or worked with for a long time. Had a lot of family there, so happy to win more than anything, though. No.
Yeah, we're happy you won, too.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, there'd be about 10 people in here if we didn't.
It was a wild night. It seems like every time we go out there, it's crazy. Hang on by the seat of your pants, and you got out of there with a win. Started off inauspiciously with a couple of picks. Did you say anything to Kyler after that to try to settle him down, or how did he work through that?
No, I went to, talk to him and kind of gauge where he was at, and I mean, he was fine. I mean, completely. I mean, I didn't put him in good position on the two of them. He really just had a bad throw on the second one, just let one sail a little bit. But he was fine. I mean, he knew we had a good plan. I think at that point we had started to narrow down what those guys were doing a little bit, and more importantly, just what we needed to do well and how we needed to attack them. So, I thought he showed a lot of maturity, a lot of poise, and he played outstanding after that.
That was a big play right there, the pass to Jeremiah Hall.
It was.
It's 14-0. You got a third down, and you're facing maybe having to give him the ball back.
That's right.
And I don't know that anybody in the stadium, maybe including Jeremiah Hall, was expecting to get the ball there, but great play.
Yeah, he was expecting it. he's been waiting on that one. It was one of those that just timed out the right way. We did a good job with it. It was good execution. We knew we needed a big play at that point. We needed to get some momentum back.
Opening segment presented by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. Here's a look at the final stats. Sooners almost 700 yards again this week. Balanced, 323 on the ground, 360 through the air. And a lot of that on the ground came because of that guy, Trey Sermon, who was a beast for you Saturday night. A career high, 26 carries, 206 yards. And as he's done time and time again, he just gets stronger and stronger as the game goes on.
Yeah, he was a workhorse. You know, he made some spectacular runs. The few times that we didn't have things there, he was able to get the tough, you know, 1 or 2 yard gainers that for a lot of people are going to be maybe -2 or -3. And that's always a key because you kind of keep momentum going. And ran hard. He saw the holes well, really, you know, kind of was able to feel the blocking schemes and how they were developing. You know, he made guys miss in the open field. You know, he was awesome. So, you see a pretty vicious stiff arm right there.
That's unbelievable. He's such a unique runner in that, you know, he's quick, but he's not the quickest. He's fast, but he's not the fastest. He's just got a real knack for stepping out of tackles or around tackles or not quite letting you hit him. I don't know. Maybe you can explain better than I can. But.
Yeah, he's patient. He's got really good feet. He's got really good vision. You know, he understands what we're doing, how it should be. And then there's a extreme physicality that this guy runs with. And so what he's found and what he's learning is people have started to brace themselves so much for impact that he's using that to make people miss too. And so kind of using his strength, you know, to his advantage, and it's made him a more versatile player.
The penalties, is it, I know you weren't happy with it because you've talked about it quite a bit since then. How hard is it? How tricky is it to coach a team to be on edge and not cross that line?
Very difficult. And honestly, for me, you know, I would rather my team be on the line that we were on Saturday night. You know, that is a reason why we've won all these road games in a row. You know, it's because we don't go into places intimidated. And we go there to be the most physical team, to be the enforcer, to be the aggressor. And now, saying that, can we do a better job of pushing that line but not getting some of the penalties? Absolutely. And do we need to do a better job of that across the board? Yes, we do. But trust me, if I had my pick, I'd rather go in like we did than go in soft. Because if you go in soft, you're not winning on the road, period.
I love that answer. That's a great answer. Did you play better on defense than the scoreboard indicated? Teddy felt like you did.
Yeah, definitely. We didn't play our best. I don't think any of us left, you know, satisfied with really how we played on any of the three sides. Each side of the ball was pretty similar. We did a lot of really good things, and then we did some things that you know, we got to do better. You know, obviously, we put the defense in such a hole. I mean, our defense goes out and stops them the first drive, gets the offense the ball right back, and then, bam, after two turnovers, you really just spotted them, you know, 14 points. And so didn't play very well in the second quarter, you know, gave up too many big plays, didn't handle their screen game nearly well enough. Thought we played excellent in the third quarter, pretty good at the beginning of the fourth, and then needed to play better there at the end. But we made some big plays. You know, Robert Barnes's return on the two-point play was huge. You know, we made a great play in the end zone on the Motley interception that they took away with the penalty that was not the right call. We had some big PBUs like this by Trey Brown in the end zone, forced a field goal here, which was really big. So we did some really good things. Was it a little better than the scoreboard? Yes, but was it up to the expectation that we have? Not for the entire game, it wasn't. No.
I think I hope they'll stay with us through the 2-point conversion here on these highlights. Trey Brown and Robert Barnes, who you inserted 3 weeks ago now into the lineup, It seemed like they're both playing really high caliber. And then they kind of team up on the big play of the game here because Trey's his leading blocker. The blur going down the field is Trey Brown.
Yeah, he's the guy you want lead blocking because he can get there in a hurry. You watch him right there on the left or the middle of your screen open up and run. I mean, he can accelerate to get out of the way out there in front of 21, kind of wave Robert over and then make that block. I mean, what a play.
They're playing good ball right now.
They
are. Both of those guys.
Yeah, it's fun to see them growing and getting better.
All right, we got a fun show coming up. So, obviously, we're going to take an opening timeout. We're going to start hitting some of your questions when we come back. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox at OU on the Air. Teddy Lehman's question for Coach tonight coming up. And we got a special surprise for a couple of people that are with us in the house tonight coming up later on. Stay with us. It's the Lincoln Riley Show here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Thanks to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract, just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Third Eye Blind. Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind. Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
If you're like me, when you're looking for a car, you want to be treated right. Free oil changes are nice, but what about after the sale? That's why I always come to Patriot Ford. Best service in the state. Don't take my word for it. Ask Coach.
When it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford.
The best part is right now they're offering a 4-year, 60,000-mile warranty with every new vehicle sold. Every vehicle. What are you waiting for? Come down I-35 to exit 95 to Patriot Ford in Purcell, Oklahoma.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
Sooner Sports Talk is brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for an affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free. Getting together with friends or family to tailgate the next OU game? Then grab some bags of Tostitos chips and get ready to go long. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards. Riverwind, still the one. Wood snap. Keeper Kyler runs it himself around the corner. 30, 35, 40, and out of bounds. Kyler's got it. He'll hand it to Sermon. This time, big hole over the left side. 45 spins away. Hit at the 47. That didn't get him down either to the 48. Give him 7. Snap to Murray. Hand off Sermon. Running left patiently. Turns it up to the 41. Short gain of 3. Kyler's got it. Option right. He'll pitch. Sermon trying to get to the corner. He's got it. 40. 35. Stays in bounds. Gain of 6. Sermon. He's got it. He'll run left. He's got the first down through the hole to the 30. Kyler hands to Sermon, running right, cuts it up to the 25. Outside he goes, still on his feet, to the 20. He's got a lead blocker. He's going to score again. Into the end zone, Trey Sermon, touchdown. That is our AAA drive summary tonight, brought to you by AAA Insurance. At home or on the road, we've got you covered. The drive that, in essence, put it away on Saturday night, a 51-46 win for the Sooners out in Texas Tech. We had a note come down today that I think fans will be interested in knowing. Lee Morris, who had 2 touchdowns in the game on Saturday, named one of 10 semifinalists for the Burlsworth Trophy, which goes to the top athlete who started their career as a walk-on. Baker won this award twice. Okay. Mm-hmm. Lee Morris had another, 8 touchdowns on the year now. Yeah. And, the last one, the second one where Kyler just kind of, well, that was pretty.
That was. Yeah, how good has he been for us?
Unbelievable.
Lee's been so good. And he's really been great on special teams, too. Made a lot of big plays for us on special teams. So, really valuable. And you know, the kids you appreciate like that, you know, not that this happens a lot, but sometimes a guy, earns a scholarship, makes a couple plays, and satisfaction creeps in a little bit. And this guy just keeps getting better. Kyler's got a lot of trust in him. We all do. He just keeps making play after play.
Your 2 tight ends, I think you call them inside receivers, but your 2 big body inside guys there, I thought both had a good game for you last night or Saturday night. Grant Calcaterra took some shots.
He did.
He's probably begging for an out route right about now, but but he held on the one-handed catch down the middle.
No, he made 2 great plays. The one-handed one down the seam, and then the other seam ball that he caught took a pretty good shot. And that's what you got to do, though. You're going to play on the inside. You got to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
And those are some big catches. You know, those are big momentum plays when you can, have a ball come to you, take their best shot, still get up with the ball in your hands. I mean, those are big plays.
Now here's a look at there's the one-handed grab by Grant. He takes a shot at the end. I think that was the targeting call that got pulled back up. And here's another. Talk about a big shot.
Yep.
I don't have no idea how he held on to that football. But
those are things you got to do on the road, especially. Grant's kind of coming into his own right now. Really has had a couple nice games in a row. So those guys have been a good 1-2 punch.
Tough news for you this week with the loss of Marcellius Sutton for the year.
Yeah, just devastating. A senior, to have a freak injury like that in a practice. I mean, just that's one of those you go through your whole coaching career and you maybe see. That's the second one I've seen like that, that's, a bad break. And kills you, Like I said, I said it the other night. I know where that kid came from. I saw him in high school. He grew up about 35 minutes from where East Carolina is. Was a tremendous player, and his little high school is about the size of this restaurant. And for him to make it as far as he has from the, from what he came up in, and the odds were stacked against him. And so he's been a hard worker. He's done a great job here. The team was really devastated by it. I mean, no other way to put it.
You're down 2 guys in that room now with Rodney and Marcellius. three guys you still got are pretty dadgum good players, but concern there that, you know, depth wise?
That's, you know, it's unfortunately, it's part of the game. You know, that's why you recruit so hard to continue to build depth. Of course, you never want it to happen, but, you know, throughout years, these things are going to happen, and you got to be built to withstand it.
All right, we got some of your questions rolling in. You guys got some good questions tonight. In fact, all of the fifth quarter questions are fan questions tonight for Coach.
Oh,
the Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox. Ryan Goad, this is our Rudy's Anywhere question of the night on Twitter. You're getting a $50 gift card, Ryan. He wants to know, Coach, is it free reign on the headsets, or when can someone talk? How do you manage the traffic on the headsets during the game?
Oh, no, there's a very strict code on the headsets, and if you violate the code, it gets addressed pretty quickly.
What is the code?
It depends what side of the ball you're on. You know, if it's if you're during a live series, so if you're on offense, if you're during an offensive series, it's pretty strict. It's pretty strict on all sides when your guys are on the field playing, because you can't have, you know, five different voices going on.
Right.
There's just a bunch of clutter. So it's, you know, part of it's having worked together with these guys for a long time, you know, being able to, you know, guys kind of knowing their place. But you also don't want guys hesitant to say something when they see something, too.
Right.
So there's kind of an art form to it. So, you know, we set some parameters on who needs to talk, or if you see this, then speak up. If it can wait till the end of the series, it does. And so we've all done it long enough together that we, you know, it's pretty smooth now.
A lot of times the radio booth is next to the coach's booth.
Yeah.
So if I go over and get on the headset and say, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah. It's not going to go well for you.
All right. No. Noted. Noted. Gary Matthews in-house, how much input do the players have in-game with play calls? Do they ever share something that they think would work with you?
Oh, yeah. Well, they always do. I tell you, you kind of build up some equity on that, because we have some guys on our team, some of them that are most experienced, really good players, that when they come tell me something, I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. And then in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Basically, the reaction you just had to me.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to put it that way. And more of it is sometimes they just get in the game. Like sometimes you get great players, like receivers are a great example. They're always open.
Sure.
And you come back, hey, were you open at last one? Oh, but yeah, Coach, I was wide open. You go back and watch the film. He's got three guys around him. You're like, yeah, thanks a lot. So you kind of learn which guys can really tell you what you need to know. And then, so like I said, some of the best players I've ever had, I would never ask them, because they would always tell me that, yes, they were open, or yes, this was good. And you love the confidence, but you got to figure out who you can get good information, because the worst thing you can get, I don't know or whatever, is okay. Bad information kills you. I mean, you're relying on something that is not right. You know, you can't have that. So,
other than Kyler, who's got a lot of equity?
A couple of the linemen do. You know, some of those guys, Samia, you know, Bobby, some of those guys, Ben, have played a lot of ball. We got a couple of receivers that think they're open every single play. A couple of those that
low on the equity.
A little bit lower. So they all do a pretty decent job, but yeah, you get a few you got to be careful with.
Tim, in-house, how do you turn off your football brain when you get home, or do you just send the girls out to run pass routes before bedtime?
B. No.
I bet that's hard.
Yeah, not really, though. I mean, once I get home, they don't even give me a chance to. They got a bow in my hair. They got, you know, want me to dress up their dolls with them, or, you know, watch Sophia the First or something. So it's hard to think about football when, you know, they're wanting to do that, which is good. That's exactly what I need.
Any photographic evidence of you with a bow in your hair?
I don't think so. No.
It's unfortunate.
No.
This one's from the mother of the 60th drum major of the Pride of Oklahoma.
Okay.
And she's talking about the Pride of Oklahoma, the Spirit Squad, the Roughnecks, the Palm Squad. You get a lot of support from a lot of people on game day, don't you?
You do.
You appreciate it all, I know.
Absolutely. I mean, we're, you know, our team, all that, we're just part of it. You know, it's a group effort to make this whole thing as special as it is. And you get to have everybody invested and everybody passionate about it. And the different groups that represent us do a tremendous job and help create, you know, one of the best atmospheres that there is.
I know you're not too keen on giving out injury information, nor should you, but is there a chance that Buki and Khalil could help you on Saturday?
We'll see.
Okay.
Went about like I thought it would. Yeah. All right, very good. We'll take a timeout. We'll get more of your questions coming up. Plus, next segment, Teddy Lehman's play tonight for Coach Riley. Back after this at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
That was a great game.
You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, car wash, detail, and oil change center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. T-Lale31 writes, having dinner with my little buddy at Chick-fil-A and he found the slide. We may never leave. Aw, sounds like fun, T. It's the little things that bring kids to the dinner table. Now, getting them off the slide, that's another story. May we suggest nuggets and dipping sauce? Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
Try a signature wrap from Subway, packed with more of what you love. Subway, make it what you want. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden's Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley each Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95.
Welcome back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We're brought to you by AT&T. Got a special presentation coming up next segment, and Teddy Lehman's question coming up in just a second. First, though, it's time for our Nissan Innovative Play of the Game. Nissan Rogue is the best drive on game day. And we were talking about that big third down pickup to Jeremiah Hall. Here it is, Coach.
Yeah, third and two here. Left hash, Toby. We had a little play action from under center. We had Marquise down, run a little post route with him, had Jeremiah on a wheel route, and we did a great job executing the play action. Texas Tech brought a blitz from our left side here. We did a good job picking that up, giving Kyler a nice pocket, and able to show the run action and then, give us some numbers down the field.
Nissan is a proud supporter of college athletics. Obviously, Jeremiah Hall is a young man that more and more responsibility being put on his plate must be coming along for you.
Yeah, he's playing better. He's getting better and better, gaining confidence, kind of past that, starting to get past that, the thing that freshmen all go through, early in their careers, just kind of the moment, understanding kind of what it takes to be really good at this level. And so, he's had a couple of really nice games in a row for us, so excited about his development.
As a head coach, when you've got a night like Saturday where some calls aren't going your way and you want to fight for your team in that regard, and yet at the same time you want them to not be bothered by it and get caught up in it and go ahead, balancing act for you to walk?
A little bit. I mean, the competitive juices get flowing. You get a little fired up at times. And I do think, there's appropriate times for that. But, I've always tried to restrain myself a little bit. I had a little bit tougher time Saturday with a few of them. There's the fire, there's the motion, all that. But, you got to keep your poise. I mean, that's going to happen in games. Certainly on the road, it's going to happen. You're going to have tough things go your way, and you got to be able to handle it. So you got to show that, too.
Question from Rob in-house. Coach, do you see yourself growing a mullet in the future?
If I could, I would, but I don't even think I can anymore.
Did you have any mule shoe mullet back in the day or anything?
Mule shoe wasn't a big mullet spot. No, not real big. So, my man Coach Gundy though, he's got the best one. I got to give my guy credit on that.
Yeah, he's got a. You ever rattlesnake hunt? Turtle hunt? Any of that stuff?
I have rattlesnake hunted one time. Several years back.
That seems like a dumb idea, but how did it go?
Well, you can't live life scared, Toby.
That's true. Well, I'm going to let you live that life. I'm going to live my life rattlesnake-free.
You can live life smart, though,
that's
right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Let's talk about Oklahoma State. 2:30 on Saturday. You got the Cowboys on your field. What do you think about Mike's team this year?
Yeah, remind me a lot of the teams that he's had. I mean, obviously, it's a new quarterback, a guy that we haven't played against yet, a big kid, runs really well. He's more athletic than Mason was, and has had some outstanding games, no doubt. They're leaning a lot on the run game, and you would, expect them to with the quality running backs. I mean, we all know Justice Hill and how good of a player he is. And then receiving corps, has really done well. They've got Tylan Wallace, who's already a 1,000-plus yard receiver, who's been outstanding. So they're really good on offense again, very balanced. Defensively, brought a new defensive coordinator in. You see some of the changes starting to take hold. They've done some really nice things. They're really good at linebacker, really good at corner. They're one of the top pressure teams in the country. They've had a ton of sacks, ton of tackles for loss. So they're probably a team, as you look at their record, they're a lot better than what their record is. They've lost a couple of very, very close games. But this rivalry, this game, quality head coach that Mike is, the quality players they have, you can toss all that out the window. It's going to be a tough, hard-nosed game like it always is.
33 sacks. I want to talk about Tylan Wallace in a second. 33 sacks is huge number.
Unbelievable.
Are they blitzing like crazy? Are they getting it done with Jordan Brailford in that down line?
Yeah, both. I got Brailford and Bundage and a couple other guys that are very talented, pass rushers. But then they certainly aren't afraid to bring pressure either. So they've done a good job keeping people off balance and making a bunch of big plays defensively.
All right, here, another week in the Big 12. Here we go. You got another wide receiver that looks like he's going to play in the NFL.
Yep.
Tylan Wallace, you mentioned over 1,000 yards already, having a monster season. Now, he's not 6'6 or 6'5 like some of these guys. He's about 6 foot, but golly, he can do everything.
Yeah, this receiving core is not as big as some of the previous guys that we've played, but they're certainly just as good. And this guy's special. You know, we recruited him some in high school. Tremendous football player, makes a lot of competitive catches, tough kid. He's good after the catch. He's really developed into really a fantastic player.
John's got a question, says, how would other conference defenses fare against Big 12 offenses? That's always the question.
I think I've answered that. Yeah, you're challenged every week. I mean, here, you are unlike any conference in America. I mean, there's never an off week here, you know, as far as defensively and playing against the quality offenses. But I do think there's a lot of very quality defenses in this league right now, too. And so I think that's why you've seen it be so competitive.
All right, here we go. It's time for Theodore. Every week, Teddy has a question for Coach. It's a play. Coach is 4-1 so far this year, and being able to dig deep into his memory bank and come up with the play. Let's see what Teddy's got for you tonight, Coach. Okay. So what do you have for Coach tonight?
Well, he's done a really good job. I think he goes back specifically for this segment and studies film all day long. Forget the game plan. Yeah. I think he's thinking about this
right.
segment.
I agree.
2015, OU-OSU in Stillwater. Second quarter, 14-09. First and 10 on your own 34. OU leads 14-10. So it's you just flip field, second quarter, 14:09 left, 2015 in Stillwater.
This would be his first game, his first Bedlam game.
Correct.
As a play caller.
That's right.
Second quarter.
Second quarter. And again, he brought this on himself. We need to know hash. We need to know personnel. And, of course, result of the play.
Okay.
You think he gets this one?
Yes. No, I completely believe in him.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I have a wholehearted faith.
Thanks.
All right. I see more unease in your face than normal tonight.
Yeah, there is.
Stillwater, 2015. Second quarter, you're leading 14-10. And you're going...
it's on the 34?
34-yard line.
Oh, man. It's not that one. I'm narrowing down here.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in Lincoln Riley's head right now?
No, I'm not as confident as I've been on this one. I think I got it down to two.
The tension in the room right now is unbelievable. People are waiting with bated breath on the edge of their seats. Will the head coach of the Sooners deliver again?
He didn't give me a down and distance?
That wasn't
very nice of him.
First and 10, I'm
always
told in my ear.
All right, right hash. Golly, I don't know. I think this is right. We would have been in 10 personnel. Right hash. I think we handed off to Samaje, a little pull scheme. Got through the line of scrimmage, busted a tackle, and then kind of ran off a receiver's block right in the end zone and scored, I think, down there in the right corner. I'm not 100% confident, though, but that's my guess.
Sticking with that?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the video.
Mixon, his first carry, needs a block from Mayfield, gets one, and is off and running. It's Mixon's turn for a long touchdown for the Sooners.
You know what I screwed up?
What'd you screw up?
I was thinking the plus 34. Because Samaje's was a lot shorter run. I wasn't thinking of mine. So coach's terms, you say you don't ever say 34. It's either the plus or the minus. So if you're going in, mm-hmm. for us, that's a plus 34, which that's where mine was.
Sounds like a lot of excuse making right now.
That's exactly what it is. That's called coach speak.
That's golly. Okay. Hey, get your head up. You'll get it next
I'm
week.
Disappointed
that's okay.
On that
no,
one.
Hey.
That was a great play, though, too.
Yeah.
What a run.
Sooner Nation is there for you to lift your spirits all week. And you're going to get the one next week. We believe in you, all right? We got a special presentation coming up for you next. Stay with us here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! with Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom, Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
For Sooner fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Oklahoma Athletics.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for special events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for special events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions. But did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions. Reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drains.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
T&W Tire, family-owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Hey Sooner fans, when you download the Chick-fil-A app and order, you can start earning points toward delicious rewards.
Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the Junior Captain of the Game and are pleased to honor these guests as they take the field with your OU team captains. For info on how your child can become the next Junior Captain, go to orthoexc.com.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. That's Lincoln Riley. We got Bedlam coming up 2:30 on Saturday afternoon in Norman. It's time now for our Big 12 report presented by Red Carpet Charters. Red Carpet Charters is the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Just 3 weekends to go now in the regular season, and the Sooners find themselves in a first-place tie now with West Virginia at the top, with Texas and Iowa State closely following, and you're just going to have to trust me on that. Those are the stand. Nope, there they are. Sooners and Mountaineers at 5-1, Longhorns and Cyclones at 4-2, and really those are the four teams right now that have a legitimate shot at making it to Arlington for the Big 12 championship game. It's brought to you by Red Carpet Charters. All right, we've got a special presentation now. Let's go ahead and have Todd and Melissa join us up on stage. Saturday is a special day in Norman, as we are going to be honoring veterans all day during the Bedlam game on Owen Field. And we have joining us today our AT&T student veterans. How are you? Thanks for being with us. How are you? This is Todd Jones. Todd Jones, a Marine Corps veteran with 21 years of service and 7 deployments. Todd is now back at OU pursuing a degree in civil engineering. And this is Melissa Chapman. She's an Army veteran with 6 years of service and 2 deployments. Melissa is now pursuing her master's in social work. They are our AT&T student veterans for Saturday's game. A round of applause for them. Standing ovation. Absolutely. We got something for you, too. We got a Lincoln Riley autographed football for both of you. We've got 2 sets of tickets. We got a set of tickets for each of you to Bedlam on Saturday. You knew about those. We got one special surprise for you as well you didn't know about. You guys are going to be running out onto the field with the team when they take the field on Saturday on Owen Field.
Congratulations.
How cool is that,
huh? That's so cool.
Very neat. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you for our service to our country. We appreciate that. Okay, yeah. Todd Jones and Melissa field, Chapman.
Okay. Well, it'll be fun, man. You'll love it. It'll be a rush like you never had. Enjoy.
That's going to be cool. You're the only one that knows what that feels like, Coach, to get to run onto the field with the team. As you admitted last week, your speed prevents you from being out in front, but...
No, my speed allows me to be at the back.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it.
That's good. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've never done that, that's a pretty cool feeling.
What is, I've been curious about this. What is your post-game routine? And I'm not talking about meeting with the media. I'm talking about after that, how long is it before you start getting ready for the next game?
It just depends. You know, it depends on, you know, kickoff time more than anything. You kind of have your routine, and if it's an 11 a.m. home or away, 2:30 p.m. home or away, or 7 o'clock home and away. So, I mean, I kind of have my routine that I do, you know, no matter what. Normally.
All right, we got 2:30 this week.
Yeah, so normally, you know, you get done with all your recruiting stuff, media stuff, all that, that takes some time. Then I try to get home and enjoy it with you know, my family here and then anybody else that's coming to town, you know, just have a little time away from it. You know, you got to clear your head. You got to process. I mean, I rarely, unless it's an 11 o'clock kick, I rarely get onto the next team that day in the next game. I mean, you got to exhale. You got to, you know, kind of have a chance to assess, you know, what the team did, what we need to do going into the next week, and then we jump into the opponent early the next morning.
All right, so after I play a round of golf, that night when my head hits the pillow,
yeah,
I can remember all 112 shots it took me to get around that course.
Yeah.
Do you do the same thing? Do you play-by-play? Do you go through the game?
Yeah.
Willingly or unwillingly?
Yeah. No, I mean, you certainly remember a lot of it. You know, a lot of it times it depends how the game went, too. You know, the games that go well, you're happy, it's all well and good, and you kind of on the next one. You know, occasionally when you have one that doesn't go the way you want it, you certainly think about those more.
And then the next morning, boom, it's on to the next opponent?
Yeah.
I guess there's a little, you got to look back and break down everything.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, and depends a little bit of, you know, what time we get in. Like the other night, we didn't get back from Lubbock until, you know, we didn't get back into town until about 2:30, 3 o'clock that morning. And so it's, you know, it's a pretty quick turnaround. You know, we're normally in there by 8 or 9 o'clock, you know, watching the game as a staff. We try to get that game behind us as soon as we can and get on to the next opponent.
You get along with Mike pretty well, Gundy?
Yeah. I like Mike. I enjoy being around him. Fun guy, smart guy. You know, obviously he's done a great job there. But, yeah, I enjoy his personality. Had a chance to get to know him a little bit more here over the last couple of years. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
How do you feel about Twitter?
Isn't that what he did? That was classic. I had to give my man props there. That was that was a great answer.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Fifth quarter, your questions for Lincoln tonight when we come back.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last second Hail Mary pass, but Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... Fight! Thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just...
Get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won? Never doubted him for a minute. What are you doing? We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up. Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
At OG&E, we're proud of our partnership with the University of Oklahoma. To secure tomorrow's workforce, OG&E provides scholarships and internships each year, recognizing students in engineering, math, sciences, and more. In short, those who will power our state's bright future. As an Oklahoma company, it makes sense OG&E helps grow the communities we serve. So to share ongoing success stories, we created OGETogether.com, a site with news that covers our growing future. Come see what we can do together.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Martel Sincere writes, I'm at Chick-fil-A having dinner, #dinner, #dinnertonight, #dinnertime, #dinnerisready, #chicken, #Chick-fil-A, #food, #FoodieFriday, #foodie. Wow, thanks for the love, Mr. Sincere. It's the little things that make dinner special, like hashtags. Speaking of, tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with #thelittlethings.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, car wash, detail, and oil change center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics, one with you. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together, Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information.
OU students, it's time for the Oklahoma Blood Institute's Bedlam Blood Battle. Donate blood this week, 10 to 4, Monday through Friday at the ROTC Armory. Help the Sooners win the Bedlam Blood Battle again this year by taking an hour to give at the ROTC Armory this week. Welcome back. Final segment at Rudy's. We want to once again thank AT&T. We want to once again thank AT&T for helping with our student veterans tonight. AT&T has made a commitment to hire 20,000 veterans by 2020. Learn more at att.com/military. It's time now for fifth quarter, brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. All of these questions were submitted by Sooner fans tonight, Coach. Number one, if you weren't a coach, what do you think you would be doing? That's from Taylor Bankston.
That's a good question. Known for a long time I was going to be one. Probably a doctor. Probably so.
A specific kind or just?
No, not necessarily. Okay. I just, you know, one, that stuff doesn't bother me. You know, some people get a little queasy around that, so right. That doesn't bother me at all. And I think, you know, something to help people.
Dr.
So,
Riley.
Yeah,
like
there we go.
That. We got a new nickname
there
tonight.
We go.
I like that. Question number two. Lincoln is now, this is from Randy Manning. Lincoln has now lived here for a few years, so what is one of his favorite things to do or one of his favorite places to go in Oklahoma?
Yeah, we've tried to get out and experience it more. Certainly the last couple of years, it was hard early. A lot of things. Probably one of my favorites, though, just because it's easy, it doesn't take a long time, is rolling up and watching the Thunder play. You know, I love going up there to the city. City's got a great vibe, lots of cool restaurants, so we enjoy going up there and eating that, watching the Thunder. You know, we've enjoyed bouncing around to some of the different lakes, you know, just kind of getting to see the whole state a little bit. So it's been great.
5-game winning streak for our boys.
Yeah.
Russ is out tomorrow
night. That's a hurt.
Rolled his ankle.
Right?
Yeah, nah, he's tough. He'll be back. Question number three. This is from OKC Tyler. Most unique or interesting recruiting trip you can recall?
Ooh.
Oh. I love recruiting stories.
Oh, man. There's a lot. I mean, man. You can go a lot of different ways with this one. Yeah, you go on a recruiting trip with Ruffin McNeil and Mike Leach in the car with you.
That's it.
Yeah, we had one. We had a pretty wild one a couple years ago. We had a I've had a couple of wild ones here. We had one, I think. This last, it was either in January or it was in the spring where, it would have been in January. We had 11 flights in one day. That was a hard day.
11 flights.
Yeah, that was a hard day. You have some crazy ones like that now because, you know, as head coach, you can only go at certain times. So you're trying to pack it in. I mean, it's people's out of schedule. It's pretty remarkable. My first year, actually, we were flying to Denver. And I took one of the GAs with us because we just finished spring ball and we were trying to, you know, we're trying to get everything going. We're trying to just get, I mean, you got so much work to get done, not enough time. And so he was flying with me, he was going to spots, and we were working, getting the summer plan ready for our players while we were flying in between these recruiting spots. We're getting ready to land in Denver. I felt the plane kind of, bump a little bit, but I look outside and it's clear. And so all of a sudden we start to go down, we land. Where we were scheduled to, but I found out that lightning, we were above the storm, but lightning, I didn't know this, but lightning strikes up and down. I found this out. And lightning struck our plane.
Oh, man.
And when you got out and you saw the thing was like kind of melted there on the wing, and the pilot told me, hey, you know, we're not going to be able to, we were supposed to go on, that was the last deal of a long trip. And he's like, well, you know, he's like, apologize. We're going to say, like, don't apologize to me, bro. We're staying right here. I ain't getting on that thing again. So we're good.
You got me safely down.
Yeah,
no need
exactly.
for apology.
Yeah.
We'll save the other two for next week. That's one big key. We got about 30 seconds. One big key for you Saturday.
Just, you know, we need to get off to a great start. You know, get behind our home crowd. It's going to be a great atmosphere. Need to take some steps, play well together, just on all three sides against a really good team in a historic game.
Lincoln Riley, everybody. OU OSU 2:30 on Saturday. Thanks for being here, Coach.
Thank you, Toby.
Our pregame show on the Sooner Radio Network starts at 12:30. See you next week. Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Sports Talk has been presented by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Sooner Sports Talk is also brought to you by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football. Riverwind, still the one. And by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network. Ow!